Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
All I have in these hands and multiply. God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire.
Yeah.
Set me on fire.
Come on, say.
Hallelujah. Set us on fire. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters, on this wonderful Monday morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Daily Fire, live on Blog Talk Radio, 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Roxy Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then assigning you your daily task. Daily Fire is sponsored by Church Girl Dresses, the place where good girls shop, and there is a sale to get 20% off going on right now, so make sure you visit churchgirldresses.com and enter the code CHURCHGIRL to get 20% off your purchase. That sale ends on March 26th. Our topic for today is when God blocks your number. When God blocks your number, and we are in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 28, verses 3 through 7. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, you can call in with me live. The number is 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. And I welcome everyone who's tuned in with me right now. But if you cannot call in at 7, you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern on my ministry website, feeldfire.com. 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 Or even better, follow the podcast so the recording will be taken straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m., and then you can listen to it at any time, as well as bless someone else by sharing the text with them. Follow by texting the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. That's DF to phone number 33222. If you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, feeldfire.com, FeeldFire.com. Now let's get into this word. I am in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 28. Verses 3 through 7, reading from the KJV. Samuel was now dead. All Israel had mourned his death and buried him in Ramah, his hometown. Saul had long since cleaned out all those who had seances with the dead. The Philistines had mustered their troops and camped at Shunem. Saul had assembled all Israel and camped at Gilboa. But when Saul saw the Philistine troops, he shook in his boots, scared to death. Saul prayed to God, but God didn't answer, neither by dream, nor by sign, nor by prophet. Now listen to this seventh verse. Officials, find me someone who can call up spirits so I may go and seek counsel from those spirits. Praise the Lord for the reading of the word. What is our topic today, brothers and sisters? Say it aloud with me right now. When God blocks your number. Here in the book of 1 Samuel, Saul was a king in a position of perpetual disobedience to God. Now, if you recall, many years prior, Israel had demanded that they have a king. And the Lord chose Saul to be the first king of Israel. And Saul was anointed to be king. But along the way, Saul had turned from listening to God. And he had decided to operate in his own thought processes, his own strategy, his own methodology. Is this sounding like any of you today? I know I've been there. Thinking that he knew more than God, that he knew how to accomplish his desired end better than God, faster than God. Have you been there? You waited on God and seems like he didn't come fast enough. Didn't do things the way you thought they should be done. And so you moved in your own way. In other words, disobedience. So we come to this point where Saul is at war with the Philistines. And when he looks at the Philistine army, as opposed to his usual confidence, he's now scared and shaking in his boots. You see, this is what happens when you know you are not in the will of God. When opposition comes where you used to be confident, not in your competence, but because you knew you were hidden in the hands of God and operating in his will, now you're shaking in your boots at the enemy. So then, now Saul wants to call out to God. Now Saul wants to ask for God's strength, protection, and guidance. But the word said in that sixth verse that God would not answer. Neither by dream, neither by sign, nor through the prophet. Now, Samuel is dead. You know, God used to send word to Saul through the prophet Samuel, but it already told us Samuel was dead, and although there were other prophets, God wasn't sending Saul a word. You know how they say you make your bed, now lie in it. This is where Saul was. You refuse to hear God. You refuse to follow God. Now you done made that bed, now lie in it. Or as Rick and Ricardo used to say from I Love Lucy, you have put the sheets on the bed. You have put the blanket down. Now go take a nap. Oh, glory to God. When God blocks your number. So Saul was calling, but God wasn't answering. Saul was dialing, but God saw him on the caller ID, and God wasn't answering. Saul was in a state of need. But God just wasn't going to answer him because Saul was in disobedience. See, it's a sad time when God blocks your number. It's all right if I block you because I'm not God. I have no heaven or hell to put you in. I'm not Jehovah Jireh, your provider. I'm not the sovereign God. If Rossi blocks your number, you can still get through to Jesus. If you block my number, it's all right, because you're not my provider. You're not my source. But if God refuses to answer, I got a problem. So then Saul, I hope you caught this, told his people, I need you to go find me a psychic. Find me a soothsayer. Find me someone who talks to the dead. Now, because daily fire is only 15 minutes, I don't have time to read all the rest of that, but I'm going to paraphrase for you, because if you remember, I had already gotten rid of all of the seances and soothsayers. So when he orders his servants to do this, his officials, they say, but Lord, you already got rid of all these. But now he's in a time of desperation, so he tells them, you go find me one. Surely there's some more witches in the land. That's what the Bible called them witches. So they actually find him one. And Saul goes in and tells them that he wants them to conjure up Samuel, the dead prophet. Now, I'm going to take you very quickly down to verse 15. The witch conjures up Samuel, and Samuel asks him, "Why have you disturbed me by calling me up?" And Saul told him, "Because I'm in deep trouble. The Philistines are making war against me. God has deserted me. So I'm calling you to see what to do. And I just want to read to you verses 16 through 19 right quickly. Why ask me?" said Samuel. "God has turned away from you and is now on the side of your neighbor. God has done exactly what he told you through me. Rip the kingdom right out of your hands and give it to your neighbor. It's because you did not obey God, refused to carry out his seething judgment on Amalek, that God does to you, glory, what he's doing today. When God blocks your number. Today, brothers and sisters, I wonder if God has blocked your number because you have refused to obey, because you have turned against him, because you are not executing his judgment nor following his will. Surely you don't want to be in that place. Now, daily fire is coming to an end, and I don't want to leave you in the place. Well, God blocks your number. So before we go into prayer, I'm going to tell you what you need to do. So God will come in and remove the do not disturb signal from your prayers. So God will unblock you as a contact in his Rolodex. You must turn back to God. You must be willing to do what God says do, to be obedient to his word. You must spend quality time with the Lord. Are you in church? Are you in Bible study? Are you tuning in here or doing your own devotional? Or are you like Saul, only coming back to him when you done made your bed and now you find yourself lying in it like God is a genie, like God is a Santa Claus, like God is a sugar daddy? Are you even going out and calling psychic hotlines, seeking people to bring up folks who done died? God is not approving of that. Then you just see the Bible called them witches. It's not for you to seek advice from the dead, and not just those who are literally dead, but even those who are spiritually dead. Ask God, follow God, obey God, spend time with God, get into relationship with God, and God will answer you. Let's go into prayer. Father, we come in Jesus' name. God, we give your name glory. Lord, we give your name glory for this powerful, provocative word to move us from the existing state of our spiritual life or the status quo of where we are to glory, to glory, to glory in you, living our best lives in you, having our best days in you, finding our best joy in you, because we are going to quit being disobedient. Lord, we repent. Lord, we repent right now of our disobedience, of our rebellious ways. Father, we repent of going out to others to seek their counsel instead of coming to you, the source of our strength. Father, we repent. If we've been going out to soothsayers and psychics and calling the hotlines, we repent of that. Father, clean us up. Father, clean us up. Father, clean us up. Renew our faith, Father. Renew our joy, Lord, that you are sovereign. Everything comes from you. Father, we want you to hear our prayers. Glory. We want you to find joy in our caller ID coming across the line. Glory. We want you to be happy to see our names show up because we love you and you love us. and you love communing with us. We don't want to be annoyances when we call you. We don't want to be bothersome when we call you. Because we call you, then we won't listen to what you say. We won't do what you say. So that you are even wondering, why are they calling? Why are they praying? They're going to go about their own hard-headed, pig-headed, stubborn, obstinate way anyway. Father, we ask forgiveness. We need you, Lord. Father, hear us. We need you, Jesus. We need thee. Oh, we need thee. Every hour, we need thee. Hallelujah. We need thee, Lord. Bless us now, God, we need thee. Hallelujah, Jesus. Forgive us, Lord. Every hour, we need thee. Oh, bless. Hallelujah. Glory, our time is run. We need thee. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let everyone say amen. For those of you who are backslidden, who are unsaved, or who have been rebellious or disobedient, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. Glory. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Father, I confess that I will do better. I will be obedient. I will adhere to your will. I'll stop going about my own way. Glory. I'll stop thinking I know more than you. Father, help me up from this bad bed I made, Jesus. Father, help me out of this situation that I caused. Glory. Father, help me to do your will. And now, Lord, I receive your forgiveness. Now, Lord, I receive your blessing. Now, Lord, I receive your release. And now, Lord, I declare I am unblocked. In Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody just say, I will be obedient. Now, our topic for today is when God blocks your number. Your task, now that you've been unblocked, is to be obedient today. Remember that our thoughts are not God's thoughts, and our ways are not his ways. Be obedient. In the name of Jesus, we pray. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow. Text DF to 33222 and visit churchgirldresses.com. That is actually my store. So I'd love for you to visit and support. All right. Don't let God re-block you. Be obedient.